Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I'm Ray Bohax from the Farm Machinery Digest website and the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. A typical scenario goes like this. An engine in a farm machine or truck needs a new radiator and is beginning to run hot. You shop around and find a wide discrepancy in price and decide on the least expensive replacement. You are proud of your wise financial decision. That is, until it runs just as hot or even slightly hotter than with the old radiator. How can this be? Is there something else wrong with the engine? It can't be the radiator, right? The job of the liquid is to cool the engine, and it is the radiator's task to cool the liquid. To do this properly, it must be designed for the heat rejection of the engine. Just because it fits in place has nothing to do with how it performs. A radiator consists of the tanks, headers, and core. It is the core that has the most influence on its efficiency. Heated coolant is circulated through the core. There are small quantities of coolant travel through the tubes and that have fins attached to them. This is where the heat transfer from the liquid to the air occurs. The design of the tubes and fins are paramount to this. Specifications such as fin density per square inch, the size and shape of the tubes and fins, along with the material used to attach the fins, all add up to making the radiator efficient. The best choice is to buy a factory replacement. It will have the heat rejection requirement for that engine. There are excellent aftermarket brands that produce the same heat rejection as the factory unit, but are usually not the lowest cost option. They make the sale, but your engine pays the price.